Welcome to another Friday episode, and this is another short one. And today I want to talk about your digital footprint. And I'm not talking about CO2, I'm actually talking about how you are perceived on the different digital platforms. Yeah, when people search for you in Google or on LinkedIn or other social media, or maybe if you're working in academia or at the CRO and there's a page that is specifically designed for you, what will people see? Do they actually see anything at all? I still can't believe it that there's lots of people that just rely on maybe their publications here and there or something like this, or you know, maybe a Facebook or Insta page that is more for completely private stuff. You need to have a professional presence online. Otherwise, you will lose a lot of opportunities and you will be basically kind of a nobody who wants to meet you for the first time and maybe checks you out online. Yeah, so lots of people do that. If you meet them first time, they will, you know, maybe before or shortly after you have met them, they will check you online. You have all the opportunities, maybe not all, but lots of opportunities to shape that first impression online. Let's look, for example, at LinkedIn. What is your LinkedIn profile displaying? Is it just a standard default blank LinkedIn profile with, you know, the standard header picture in there and maybe not a really good picture, or maybe no picture at all, and outdated material, or, you know, just very, very high level description of what you have been doing? Or is it a really great professional LinkedIn profile where people see, okay, that's a pro. That's not an amateur. That is a pro. That is someone that knows how important it is to network, to present themselves as being professionals. And yeah, maybe you don't like that, but that's how it is. You can ignore it and live with the consequences, or you can work on shaping how you get perceived online. Now, why is that perception important? First, of course, it helps you to build trust. Now, trust is the foundation for every relationship, and especially also for professional relationships. Yeah, if it's about a new coworker, a potential new employer, a colleague, a client, all these kind of different people you will work with, how do you come across? And you want to come across as someone that is experienced, that is competent, that can speak to the different topics that, you know, you want to be known for. And your LinkedIn profile is set up exactly to do that. Of course, you need to fill in all these different parts there, yeah? And don't just kind of fill in, you know, I was a statistician from X to X, X to Y, at that company. But what have you been doing there? What were your accomplishments there? In the about part, you can write a lot about what you want to achieve. Your picture will display who you are. Are you a professional person? Or do you have some kind of a random picture, maybe kind of cut out from kind of some kind of random pictures here? Maybe you want to come across as, you know, being more kind of someone that is easy to work with, and maybe then intentional you use a picture that is displaying that. That's completely fine. Do it intentionally. Yeah. Also, be aware about who you do this LinkedIn profile for. Do you do it for future employers? Do you do it for colleagues? Do you do it for clients? Who do you do that primarily for? And then think about how do you want to come across for these people? I speak a lot about building trust, about networking in the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. And I stumble over this topic again and again. People underestimate what their virtual presence has an influence on their career. It definitely has. Lots of opportunities you will only get if you are visible, if you are, so to say, findable on the internet. If you are not, well, these opportunities will go to other people. Well, if you want to stay in the job that you have forever, yeah, do that. If you want to progress, if you want to get new opportunities, then at least have a good LinkedIn profile. Better is you also post on LinkedIn, you comment, you share, at least like and do these kind of different things so that people not just see, oh, he's a profile, but actually he is already active there and he's reaching out to people. Now you might think like, well, what should I post about? Well, you surely have much more to offer than you think. There's so many different people that speak at conferences, you know, from very junior people to very experienced people, and they all have something to share. And these are, you know, long form presentations or posters. And of course, you don't need to, you know, have that long form of stuff there. But any kind of insights, stories, facts, recommendations, tips, whatsoever, resources that you can help your network with, share that. Sharing is caring. Speaking about sharing your experience, the Effective Statistician Conference will happen again in fall of 2024, so beginning of November. And this will be a completely digital event. 4 days, only digital, only virtual content. We will have sessions in the morning and in the afternoon. We will have parallel sessions where you can contribute. We will have workshops. We will have keynote speakers. We will have panels, all these kind of different things. We'll even have a virtual poster session, a networking session, and that will be pretty cool. My team is already working on a very, very good platform called HiHive, and that will make it really, really entertaining. That's another opportunity for you to connect with others in your field. You can present there. By the way, when you enter HiHive, you can actually link your LinkedIn profile again there. This will be really cool for networking, for learning from others, for contributing to the community. Check out the Effective Statistician homepage and you'll easily find the conference there. So, all the best if you listen to this on a Friday, all the best for the weekend. Otherwise, have a great week.